This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Congressman John Lewis, a lion of the civil rights movement whose bloody beating by Alabama state troopers in 1965 helped galvanize opposition to racial segregation, and who went on to a long and celebrated political career, has died. He was 80. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Lewis died of pancreatic cancer. In a statement, his family says he was honored and respected as the conscience of the U.S. Congress and an icon of American history. But we knew him as a loving father and brother. He was a stalwart champion in the ongoing struggle to demand respect for the dignity and worth of every human being. He dedicated his entire life to nonviolent activism and was an outspoken advocate in the struggle for equal justice in America. He will be deeply missed. John Lewis, dead at the age of 80. I'm Julie Walker.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has made a sweeping call to end global inequalities that sparked this year's massive anti-racism protests and have been further exposed by the coronavirus pandemic. As he delivered the annual Nelson Mandela lecture, Guterres said that COVID-19 has revealed the fractures in the skeleton of the societies we have built. The UN chief called for a new model of global governance with inclusive and equal participation.
We need a new global deal to ensure that power, wealth, and opportunities are shared more broadly and fairly at the international level. A new model for global governance must be based on full, inclusive, and equal participation in global institutions.
Guterres's address marked what would have been the birthday of former South African president and Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators in the Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk took to the streets on Saturday, protesting against the arrest of the region's governor on charges of involvement in multiple murders. Local media estimated the rally in the city 6,100 kilometers east of Moscow attracted more than 15,000 people. It was the second large-scale protest in the region in the past week, following a rally in the city center last Saturday. Khabarovsk's governor, Sergei Vergal, was arrested 2 weeks ago and flown to Moscow, where he was put in jail for 2 months. Russia's investigative committee says he is suspected of involvement in several murders of businessmen in 2004 and 2005 before his political career began. Vergal, a member of the nationalist Liberal Democratic Party, was elected governor in 2018 and is widely popular in the region. A fire in the 15th-century cathedral in the western French city of Nantes blew out stained glass windows and destroyed the grand organ on Saturday. As Emer McCarthy of Reuters reports, officials said they suspected arson.
The fire began in the early hours of the morning, engulfing the inside in massive flames. Dozens of firemen worked to bring it under control, a job which took several hours. The city's mayor, Joanna Roland, said the cathedral is an important symbol of Nantes.
What overcomes us is the emotion. What overcomes us is the sadness. Because this place is not only important and emblematic for Nantes Catholics, it's important for all Nantes residents. It's part of our history. There's a very emotional link to it.
Prosecutor Pierre Sen told reporters three fires had been started at the site and all the incident as a criminal act. Officials said an investigation had been opened.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Parts of China battled the damage caused by the worst floods to hit in decades on Saturday as a levee was repaired and more people were rescued. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Many cities and provinces have now declared red alerts, including the central city of Wuhan, the southern city of Nanjing, and three provinces in the eastern and southeastern parts of the country. A levee in one of China's largest freshwater lakes, located in the south of the country, was repaired on Saturday after it burst a week ago. According to state media, one of the three dams in Poyang Lake in Jiangxi province burst due to heavy torrential rain and accumulated floodwater. Water gushed out of the opening, affecting more than 8,000 people in 15 villages nearby. The floods have also